The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Ann Rostosky. I'm the Vice President of the Board and one of today's worship leaders. So thank you all for coming and being here. Thomas Paine, as you know, is a liberal religious community located in Collegeville, PA, but you can also join us on Zoom from the comfort of your home. So welcome to everyone. And whoever you are, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, whoever you love, thank you for being with us this morning. We're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, altruism. And let's start off with our chalice lighting. Kay Stuhlgross was supposed to do it, but she's homesick today. So Nikki and Indigo filled in for me, and they're both volunteering today at the Mitzvah Circle.
We light the chalice to find inner peace, love for each other, and faith in ourselves. Also, we welcome you to whomever we meet and kind to all living creatures. So gather around this light of faith as we share this time together.
And now Becky and Cam Douglas will light the peace lamp. Please join along with the words that are on the screen.
May peace be with us.
And now we will have our gathering song. Please rise in body and spirit.
Cannot sing like angels. Jesus told a story about a Jewish man who lived in Jerusalem. One day, the man decided to visit his friends in Jericho. He set out on his journey, enjoying the beautiful sunshine.
What a great day for a long walk.
But on his journey, two robbers appeared from out of nowhere.
Somebody help!
The robbers took the man's stuff and beat him up. They left him laying beside the road, nearly dead. Soon, a priest came along on the road. This seemed like good news, since priests were known to be close to God and good helpers.
Please, help me.
But the priest saw the wounded man, and he pretended he didn't. Instead, he crossed to the other side of the road and kept walking. Next, a man who worked in the temple walked by. This seemed like good news. If this guy worked in the temple, he must be close to God and willing to help.
Please, help me.
But the temple assistant pretended not to see the man dying beside the road. He crossed to the other side of the road and kept walking. Next, a Samaritan came along. The Jewish man didn't expect him to stop. Everyone thought Samaritans weren't very nice or helpful. But the most unexpected thing happened. The Samaritan stopped. He got into the ditch with the Jewish man and bandaged his wounds.
Thank you for stopping to help.
The Samaritan loaded the hurt man onto his donkey and took him to an inn. He paid for the Jewish man's room and asked for them to take care of him. Do you think it's better to look like someone who helps others, or to actually be someone who helps others? Jesus asks us to be someone who helps, just like the Good Samaritan.
Doing a song for the kids. If the kids would like to come up front and participate, that would be great. I know you're probably busy back there, but just take a minute away from what you're doing and come up to hear what David has to share with you.
Well, it is a pleasure to be here live and in person. Although I did enjoy those drawings, I must say. I usually do a lot of drawing when I sing my songs, but this time you'll have to paint the picture in your mind. It's a song that I wrote about, look at this, an actual child in front of me. Although I told her before, she sounds so mature, she's probably like a 37-year-old woman masquerading as a child. Don't we have the greatest kids here? I'm hardly. My daughter grew up in this congregation. I'm very grateful for that. So. This is a song about making a Valentine card. Anybody remember making Valentine cards when you're little? Or maybe when you're not so little? Well, you know, sometimes making a Valentine card isn't the easiest thing, even when your heart is in the right place. The red paper looked really nice. It would make a fine Valentine. My fold in half was precise. Then I cut on the curvy line. Snip, snip, snip. Oh, please, I thought, please don't rip. I wanted to make you the perfect heart, a symmetrical, beautiful work of art. But somehow I sliced the two halves apart. So now I'm sorry to say, I'm just gonna throw it away. Throw this darn card away. Then I tried to draw you a cupid and a cute little cuddly kitty. Yeah. But the cupid looked kinda stupid and the kitty wasn't so pretty. Wow. And I tried to draw you a puppy, but the puppy looked more like a guppy.
Blub, blub, blub.
And I tried to draw your smiling face, but your eyes and nose looked out of place, like some alien from outer space. Ah! So now, I'm sorry to say, I'm just gonna throw it away. Throw this darn card away. Then I unscrewed the cap, gave my glitter glue a squeeze. But the cap fell into my lap, and I glued together my knees. Things weren't going so well, but I just had three words to spell. I scrawled out, I love you, but it's hard to write with a tube of glue. Then something made me sneeze at you, and all around me glitter flew. And then the next thing that I knew, the whole gooey mess was stuck to my shoe. So now, I'm sorry to say, just gonna throw it away. Throw this darn card away. What's that? Say you don't care. You don't really give a hoot if my Valentine heart has a tear. And the creatures I drew aren't so cute. And this mess of glitter and glue is a masterpiece to you. You say what matters is the thought, and you're glad my card was not store-bought. The best Valentine you ever got. And now I can say may my Valentine's.
Thank you so much, David. And children in the back, don't throw your cards away that you're making. Everybody loves them just the way they are. So today I'm talking about altruism. And what that is an unselfish concern for other people, doing things out of a desire to help, not because you feel obligated to do so out of duty, loyalty, or religious reasons. It involves acting out of concern for the well-being of other people. Everyday life is filled with small acts of altruism, from holding the door for strangers to giving money to people in need. News stories often focus on grand cases of altruism, like a man who dives in an icy river to rescue a drowning stranger, or a donor who gives thousands or millions of dollars to a local charity. Altruism might include foregoing things that may bring personal benefits if they create costs for others, helping someone despite personal costs or risks, sharing resources even in the face of scarcity, showing concern for someone else's well-being. Psychologists aren't sure why altruism exists, but there are some possible explanations. Evolution is the first one. There has been a debate whether some people are born with a natural tendency to help others, which suggests a genetic influence. In fact, acts of altruistic behavior have been recorded in various species across the animal kingdom. This includes worker bees, like Teresa Adams, that choose feeding the hives young over reproducing. Vampire bats, who share blood with bats that weren't as lucky hunting, and ravens that alert other ravens of a carcass they can all share. Perhaps at a basic level, helping each other helps us to continue to propagate and preserve our species. There are also brain-based rewards for altruism. Neurobiologists have found that when a person behaves altruistically, endorphins are released, giving us a rush of positive feelings. These feelings reinforce the behavior. Another potential influence on altruism is the environment. Interactions and relationships with others have a major influence on altruistic behavior, and socialization may have a significant impact on altruistic actions in young children. In one study, children who observe simple reciprocal acts of altruism, we're far more likely to exhibit altruistic actions. On the other hand, friendly but non-altruistic actions did not inspire the same results. So modeling altruistic actions can be an important way to foster pro-social, compassionate action in children. The same occurs in adults, although in adults, it's more influenced by factors like gender, culture, and context. There may be cognitive benefits, such as relieving our own distress, seeing someone in need, or being kind to others upholds our own view of ourselves as kind people. What is the impact of altruism? It is a positive force that can benefit both you and others. Some of the benefits? Better health. People who volunteer have better overall health, and regularly engaging in helping behavior is linked to a significantly lower mortality. Better mental well-being. Doing things for others can make you feel good about yourself and the world. Research shows that people experience increased happiness after doing good things for other people. Better romantic relationships. Being kind and compassionate can also lead to a better relationship with your partner, as kindness is one of the most important qualities that people across all cultures seek in a romantic partner. Altruism can also improve social connections and relationships, which can ultimately play a part in improving health and wellness. How do we foster altruism in ourselves and others? Find inspiration. Look to others who engage in altruistic behaviors. Practice empathy. Build connections and put a human face on the problems you see. Consider how you would feel in that situation and think about things that you can do to help make a difference. Set a goal. Find ways you can regularly perform random acts of kindness for others. Look around you for people who may need help, or look for ways that you can volunteer in your community. Fix a meal for someone in need, help a friend with a chore, donate during a blood drive, or spend some time volunteering with a local organization, like we are doing today with the Mitzvah Circle. Make it a habit. Try to keep kindness in the forefront of your thoughts. Perform an act of kindness every day and reflect on it. And now I will turn it over to Becky Douglas. She's going to give us some more information about the Mitzvah Circle.
Thank you, Anne. That was great. A group of us are going to be volunteering at Mitzvah Circle. It's Mitzvah Circle Foundation after services, and I appreciate the opportunity to have a few minutes to tell you about a wonderful organization that's near and dear to my heart. I've been a volunteer with Mitzvah Circle for 6 years now in a wide variety of roles, from working in their warehouse to providing critical IT system support. They're an impressive organization with a very UU principled mission, and I'm very proud to be associated with them. Mitzvah Circle has been around for 14 years, and despite the Jewish sounding name, mitzvah meaning kindness in Hebrew, it's actually non-denominational. Geographically, they're located in Norristown, and they serve the greater Philadelphia area. They help a lot of people, and I mean a lot, with a small paid staff and thousands of volunteers. Last year, they served over 128,000 people. All were classified as low income or living below the poverty line, and they had to have applied for government assistance. But those were the only qualifiers for a service. Mitzvah Circle tries to help everyone without concern for who they are or how they find themselves in their circumstances. Mitzvah Circle's core mission is to provide basic necessities, lifeline, things to people who are living in some sort of crisis. It's stuff we take for granted every day. Clothing, shoes, toiletries, period supplies, dishes, baby diapers, and much more. These things are unfortunately not covered by government assistance or safety net programs, and many families don't have them on a regular basis. People request their help for a number of reasons. Most common are acute physical and mental illness, ongoing disabilities, job loss and underemployment, and domestic abuse. All of these problems can strain a family's resources to the breaking point. People live with shame and embarrassment about their situation. We often hear at Mitzvah Circle that they have nowhere to turn to. It's really sad to hear their stories. But that's where Mitzvah Circle comes in, to help out where it can. Their volunteers create personalized care packages for families, and I mean whole families, not just women or children. That's because they know if kids don't have shoes and coats, their parents probably don't either. Serving families and not just needy individuals is unique. It's one of the things that distinguishes Mitzvah Circle from similar charities. Care packages are filled with new and gently used items donated by caring individuals and local businesses. Clothing in the sizes people need. Shoes, sheets that fit their beds. Mitzvah Circle doesn't give money, only occasional small Target or Walmart gift cards when they can get them. People can only request a care package once a quarter. It's meant to be a hand up, not a hand out. I mentioned that the items are donated. Volunteers sort through these too, to make sure they're of high quality. You might be surprised to hear that Mitzvah Circle gets a large number of brand new products with tags attached from businesses that close their doors or that have significant overstocks. They arrive weekly by the truckload and in huge refrigerator-sized boxes. Mitzvah once received 500 pairs of new shoes from a store that went out of business. They put them in every box that went out to recipients over the next 2 weeks, and people told them that they were the best presents they had ever received. It's the small things that make a big difference to people who have so little. Mitzvah Circle delivers their packages directly to people using over 20 volunteer drivers, some of whom drive every single weekday. In addition, more than 200 community partners like social workers, clergy people, and school counselors pick up boxes directly at Mitzvah Circle's Norristown warehouse, and they take them straight to their recipients. Many people need only one package to get back on track, and they're always so appreciative. We're frequently told they feel valued and grateful that at least they matter to someone. I really like this statement taken from Mitzvah Circle's website. We all come from different walks of life, and yet we all share the same belief. Creating a better world for one family creates a better world for all of us. That's what inspires Mitzvah Circle to do what they do. I'm so glad they exist, and I'm happy to support such a compassionate organization.
Thank you, Becky. And now we will have a musical meditation. Feel free to remain in your seat and just listen, although you're welcome to sing along if you like.
May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be
And now John will give us instructions for matters of the heart. I would request, because we're trying to keep our service relatively short today, that you keep your sharing to a sentence or two, if possible.
Okay, we've come to that part of our service called Matters of the Heart, where you can share a joy that's lifting you up or a sorrow that's weighing you down with our faith community. We are going to bring this time to a close.
We're just going to sing the closing song, When Your Heart Is in a Holy Place. Thank you for everyone who shared and those who have joys and sorrows in their heart that they didn't share. Our thoughts are with you.
When our heart is in the holy place, when our heart is in a holy place, we are blessed with love and amazing grace. When our heart is in a holy place, when we trust the wisdom in each of us, every color, every creed and kind, and we see our faces in each other's eyes, then our heart is in a holy place. When our heart is in a holy place, when our heart is in a holy place, we are blessed with love and amazing grace. When our heart is in a holy place, when we tell our story from
And now we will extinguish our chalice. Moved through the world in love, by Maggie Lovin. We extinguish this flame, but not its meaning and mission in our hearts. Our time together has come to an end. Go in peace, be of service to one another, and may you move through the world in love for all of your days. Now we will have announcements. You may be seated.